Reading from the writings of the Rabash, first volume, what are the two actions during the descent, page 759. You can ask questions live on CAB TV. Selected questions will be aired. So, once again, Kitvei Rabash, the writings of the Rabash, first volume, the article is called What Are the Two Actions During the Time of Descent? The sages said, Rabbi Hananya says that a person does not lift his finger from below unless he is being declared upon from above. As it says, Me'ashem mitzadei gever konanu ve'adam mayavin darko. And we have to understand what did the sages hint about this at work in order for us to know that a person does not lift his finger from below unless he is declared upon from above. And in order to clarify this, we have to always remember the purpose of creation and correction of creation, which are two contradictory matters. Because the purpose of creation is for the creatures to receive from the Creator the good and the pleasure, as it says, that His desire is to do good to His creatures, and the correction of creation is the very opposite, namely to do good to the Creator. Which means that the purpose of creation is for the sake of the creatures, whereas the correction of creation is for the creatures to always think only in benefit of the Creator. And as long as the creatures have not yet reached this degree, meaning that they do not need anything for themselves, but all that they want is to live and for all of their actions to be for the benefit of the Creator, but they still want to live for the benefit of themselves. Creatures are incapable of receiving the good and the pleasure that the Creator thought about giving them. And in the work of Lishma, the reward and the punishment are considered to the extent to which they wish to bestow onto the Creator, meaning that when they have the desire to bestow onto the Creator, this is called a reward, and at a time that they see that all of their aspiration is for their own benefit and one has no desire to yearn to work for the benefit of the Creator, this is considered to be a punishment.
Time means a state. When you reach a state that bestowal to the Creator is the pleasure.
Turns out that when a person feels that when he is in a state of descent, meaning that he has no desire nor yearning to bestow to the Creator, then there are two manners. The first is that from that state he feels no suffering nor pain as a result of coming to the state of lowness. But he makes peace with that state, and he starts looking for satisfaction in things that he already said about, that they're a waste, garbage, not worthy of being eaten by man. Whereas now, when he sees that he is incapable of getting livelihood from spiritual matters, because the sense of spirituality, his sense of spirituality was flawed, and in the meantime he wishes to live and get satisfaction for corporeality, and he says, I'm waiting for the time when I will be ready to work without any need to overcome, meaning I'll wait till I will be given an awakening from above, then I will return to the work, and in the meantime I want to find myself in this state in which I am now. B. Or the second manner is, when he feels the state of descent, he feels a pain and a deficiency as a result of falling from the state in which he thought that he has already merited to achieve the degree of man, meaning that what he was nourished by and what he got his entire livelihood from were things that had nothing to do with animalistic degree, and he thought that soon he shall merit to enter the king's palace and he shall be able to bestow, and without any knowledge understanding nor preparation, he finds himself in the worst possible state. It never came to thought that such a thing exists. Meaning that after he came to the clear understanding that he already knows what is his purpose in life, he now sees himself among a bunch of cats that stand next to garbage cans and eat the waste, which people have thrown away. Things that people can no longer enjoy, since it is not worthy of being eaten by man. And now he himself enjoys that very same garbage that he himself, while he was on the level of man, used to say about that life that it is garbage. And now he himself eats that very garbage that he has thrown away. And thus, when he looks at his lowness, great pain and suffering awakens him from the state that he has come to. However, also then, sometimes, a person adds insult to injury, meaning that it is not enough that he is in the state of lowness, but he comes to despair, that he says that he is incapable of believing, that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth. But he says then, since I was already on the highest level several times, and several times I have descended to this state, if so, I must say that this work, it's not for me. Because the way I see it, it's endless. This state could last a whole lifetime. If so, why should I regret in vain? That I think that maybe eventually the Creator shall hear my prayer. Every person, he learns from the past, from whatever is registered in him, from what he went through. It is found that this despair drives him away from the work and he wishes to escape the battle. However, a person has to believe that there are two ways. Only by this can he advance at work. A, that all of the descents and foreign thoughts that he has at work, it's not that he took it himself, but everything comes from the Creator. Meaning that the Creator sent him these states, and there is no other power in the world. As Bala Sulam said, that man has to believe that there is no other power in the world, but everything comes from the Creator. And in truth, we have to understand, why does the Creator send these states? It is against the Kabbalist. As the sages said, he who comes to purify is being aided. And here we see the very opposite. Well, it could be also interpreted as it comes against what is exceptional, what is accepted or common, that he who comes to purify is being aided. And here we see the opposite. In a place where he sees that he should receive help and to see every day how he advances, instead of it, he sees how he goes backwards. Meaning that each time he sees how he is immersed in self-love, meaning that it should be, instead of what should have been, that he should proximate to bestowal. Every day he sees how he proximates self-love. And before he started the work of bestowal, he didn't have such pleasure from self-love, and he thought that in a single instant, wherever he whenever he wants, he can cancel his will to receive for himself, and he can work without any reward for himself. Whereas now he sees that he has no ability to advance a single step without getting permission from his will to receive. And now he comes to a state, as the sages said, that the wicked is under the authority of his heart, whereas the righteous is his authority. His heart is under his authority. Heart means desire, meaning that he is in exile and his desire controls him endlessly, and there is no power in a person that could go against one's heart, which is called the will to receive. Whereas the question is, who is called wicked to say that he is under the authority of his heart? This is precisely at a time that a person has achieved a state that he sees that he condemns his maker. that it is not in his ability to keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow, but he sees that he is immersed in self-love. And at a time that his heart tells him, do what I tell you, he goes without using his mind, and he doesn't even have the time to think, what is he doing? And the sages said about this, that a person does not sin unless he is being overtaken by folly. Only afterwards, after the deed, he looks at himself, what foolishness has he done? And only in that state a person sees, as the sages said, the wicked is under the authority of his heart. And the answer to the question, why did the Creator send him this, meaning the states of lowness, is in order for a person to see the truth, that the will to receive is prepared, what the will to receive is prepared to do in order to increase self-love. That he looks at nothing, but anything that he can draw pleasure from, he's ready to do anything for that. It is found accordingly that the Creator aids him every time to come and see his true state, that which was hidden in his heart, and he does not see his illness. Thus came the help of the Creator and revealed the severity of this illness to him, meaning that you needn't believe that the will to receive is something bad. But now he sees this himself. And this is similar to a person who sees that something's wrong with him, and he goes to the hospital to take some tests and x-rays. And the tests, they, God forbid, show that he has certain illnesses, meaning that he has problems with his heart and his lungs. His family members come to the hospital management with claims, and they say, we brought you a person who has a bit fever, and so, and not, God forbid, any dangerous illnesses. And you, meaning your doctors and your x-rays and tests, you put our son into this danger with all these illnesses. And the same here. Our will to receive wasn't that bad in order for it to be dangerous, and we started working, and we were told that immediately we will achieve wholeness and perfection over that very evil. And suddenly we see, after the tests and examinations, we see that our evil is something truly dangerous, from which we can die and lose our entire spiritual life. Certainly, like in corporeal reality, we have to give gratitude to the hospital for revealing these illnesses, meaning the evil in one's body. The same, we should give thanks to the Creator for revealing the danger of the evil in us, which is truly something very dangerous, by which we can lose our entire spiritual life. And certainly, we have to give praise to the Creator for aiding us in revealing the illness we suffer from. To begin with, we thought that it's simply not that healthy. And the Creator, he revealed the truth to us. It is found that we have advanced in order to come to see the truth, meaning the true form or manner of our evil. And we have to interpret what we've asked. What is the meaning of at work? A person does not lift his finger from below unless he's being declared upon from above. Finger means that which a person sees within reason. As it says, each and every one shows with his finger. It comes from the word showing with a finger. Lifting means a deficiency from below, which means that a person who feels himself in lack, that he is distanced from the Creator. He feels this only if he is being declared upon from above. And with respect to above, there are two interpretations. The first one is he is being declared upon from above, namely that it comes to him from private providence, which means that you can't say that since he has not kept himself from lifting, meaning that he was not cautious of protecting the body, because we were given laws by which a person should keep himself from harm for the body not to be harmed, and he did not keep this. Thus, he got a deficiency in his body, which is called nukef, to lift. But even if he would have protected himself very much, nothing would have helped him. And this is why he was decreed upon from above. As Rashi said, he is declared upon that this is a decree from above, and a person is not to blame for. But you can ask, why was it so decided from above? And B, from above, the interpretation is that it is above, meaning higher in importance, that a person has received a deficiency in work, that he worked in reason, which is also called lifting a finger from below, which means that he sees now that he is in a state of lowness, meaning he sees that he is naked and has nothing with respect to the matters of work of truth, on way of truth. And arises the question, does he see that he is in lowness? Does it come to him as a result of the deficiency of keeping the Torah and mitzvot, or vice versa, that he started working with greater energy and as a result he came to a state of descent, which is called lifting a finger from below? Certainly, you have to say that this comes because he gave additional energy at work, and according to the rule of bestowal brings further bestowal, act of bestowal or mitzvah, it draws the next mitzvah. You should have seen that he is in a state of above, and why is he now in a state of below? And the answer is that he was declared upon from above, meaning he was sentenced from above to put him in a state which is lower in importance. Therefore, his true state of evil was revealed to him in order for him to know what to pray for. And certainly there is a difference like we see in corporate reality. If a person comes to ask someone for a loan, to lend him money, or he comes to someone else to ask for some favor for him, to recommend or to say that he's okay and he shouldn't be thrown into prison, and there is someone who asks not to be put to death, and there is only one person could save him from death. Certainly there is a great difference between the different kinds of requests. And in spirituality we understand things in the matter of Kli, because in spirituality a prayer, a request, is called by the name of Kli. And according to the law that there is no light without a Kli, thus there is the difference between a person praying for the Creator to help him, for him to be able to receive wholeness and perfection, meaning that in truth he keeps the Torah and mitzvot and is engaged in good deeds, only understands from what he has heard that there's more wholeness and perfection than what he keeps in Torah and mitzvot, meaning in greater quantity and greater quality, and he believes in what is said that there is no righteous in the world who does good and did not sin. Thus he has the Creator to help him. It is found that the only thing that he is lacking, only something small, like someone who comes to lend from someone some kind of loan, to take from someone a loan. And the way of the world is that he is being told that you can also get it from another person, meaning that you don't really pay attention with respect to the matters of loan. That's the way of the world is that if someone refuses to give you the money to loan it to you, then he leaves him. Whereas if a person is sentenced to death and there is only one person who could save him from death, It is not common in the world that if that person refuses to give him that favor of saving his life, that he'll simply let him go and leave him and tell him, okay, I'll go to someone else to save me from death, meaning that only the king himself can pardon him. Thus, you do not leave the king, and you see all the possibilities. You try out every possibility in order for the king to pardon him. Same in spirituality. You need a real kali, meaning a true need, for the Creator to give him the fulfillment. Thus, when he's being shown from above his true state, that he is truly has nothing, then there's the ability to give this fulfilling in the kli, meaning since a person comes to the understanding that he is lacking spiritual life, which is called wholehearted faith, and he has no hold on, grab of spirituality, meaning that it is not in his ability to say that he is doing something for the sake of heavens, but everything is for his own benefit, which means that the entire building of sanctity within him is destroyed, and all that he does is lip service, and this means a true prayer, since he has no one to turn to, but only the Creator himself can help him, as it says during the Exodus from Egypt, which was delivered, or that they were delivered by the Creator himself, as it says that I am the Creator, your God, that delivered you from the land of Egypt. And this is similar to a person who was sentenced to death, and only the king could pardon him. It is found that at a time that a person feels that he is a evil, and the wicked in their lifetime are considered to be dead, this means that he is sentenced to death. But when a person asks for the Creator to grant him his life back, this means that he has a kli, which is ready for the fulfillment, because man does not ask the Creator for anything redundant but spiritual life. And turns out that on the one hand, man should say, if not I for myself, then who? Which means that a person has to make the choice himself, meaning that all that is in his ability to do, meaning that all that he thinks that shall help him to come out of self-love, he has to do. And on the other hand, a person has to say that everything comes from above. As it was said, that a person does not lift his finger below unless he is being declared upon from above. And after a person comes to the recognition of his evil, of how he puts his life in danger, this is called an act. And this act too, he has to ascribe to the Creator. And afterwards, he has to pray for the deed, meaning that a person has to unify both the deficiency and the fulfillment. He has to ascribe it all to the Creator, meaning that after a person starts working the work of bestowal, and he worked in devotion in order to achieve the truth, then the Creator sends him the feeling of deficiency. And this a person can feel only after he has invested much work in order to achieve the aspect of bestowal. Then he's being informed how distanced he is from the adhesion with the Creator, which is called life. As it says, and you who are cleaved on to the Creator, your God, are alive today. And then when he prays, this is called a prayer for the deficiency to live. And not that he prays for things that you can go without, but he simply asks for a life, which is called wholehearted faith in the Creator.
A very clear article, very thorough. I don't know really what to add. In the meantime, I did hear a sketch, of course partial. It's not complete. I can't bring all the states that Rabash talks about here, but a little bit. So maybe according to this sketch, we can summarize the article. We also have a summary of it as well. It's ready and it will be on the internet system. Yeah, it will be on the internet system today. These are the articles that we need to prepare for ourselves. Also, for the upcoming convention, the Great Convention. So the first state is that we're in a state of fulfilling oneself. That's the pleasure, that's what we want. The second state that we have to reach is bestowing to the Creator, which is the pleasure. In that state, bestowal to the Creator is the pleasure. And there's the contradiction. We don't understand how it's possible. When we bestow to ourselves, then the action itself and the work and the reward is all in the same direction, in the same line. That's why it's called direct light, let's say. It's all clear to us. Also the beginning, also attaining the end of the goal, it's all in the same direction. However, if I want to reach bestowal to the Creator, to make that the pleasure, then I have a problem that I need correction, that the correction is against my desire, that bestowal to the Creator becomes my pleasure and I must enjoy, because the purpose of creation is to have pleasure, but to enjoy bestowal, and that's something that contradicts. As I read here below, the purpose of creation is pleasure, the correction of creation is bestowal, and these two things are contradicting, and that's the greatest barrier that we have in our perception and in our lack of ability to realize this. That on the one hand we have to exert, we have to work hardly, but on the other hand nothing depends on us, but it depends all on above, and by our exertion we only find the lack, the deficiency, not the goal itself. We only get a vessel for the goal. Therefore these two things, bestowal to the Creator and the pleasure from it, connect only through adhesion. And the adhesion occurs only by the upper light that changes our nature. So how does this work? It comes from a state that the heart controls man, and according to the Kabbalist definition that is called evil. And then we reach a state that the person, the man in us, controls his heart, and that is considered righteous. How can we reach that? They give us the solution in the group, because there we have an example, a pattern, a model, that there we can examine ourselves and we can see to what extent we are in that state or not. That by the group I reach a deficiency to bestow to the Creator. That the group, even in an artificial manner, even if it's not in that state, it can still publicize that matter. And it can bring me the importance, the great value for this. And then on the one hand, I reach the state that I want to bestow to the Creator. And on the other hand, out of my exertion, also in the group, also in love of friends, in everything, I reach a state that I know that I'm not capable of anything, that only the Creator can help me. And then you reach a state of prayer. And then again, two contradicting manners. But from my work in a group, I'm capable of reaching that state. Keter and Malchut, direct light, returning light. Inverse value of lights and vessels, inverse connection between them. All these things are not in us, but only in the corrected vessel that has an intention corresponding to the desire. And we have to acquire this. We have to catch on to this existing model you're the first that we can exist by a kli, the light and the screen, these three things. One is the kli, the vessel. Two is the light. And three is the screen. That's the problem. The moment we'll be able to build within ourselves these ten sefirot for the first time, then already we have an inner pattern that by that we can develop. And in the meantime, of course, it's difficult and unclear how it's possible. So that's the article. Of course, there are many details here. Go ahead, ask.
My question is as follows. If I actually understand correctly, at the end of the article, what the Rabash tells us is that we actually need to ask for wholehearted faith in the Creator, and there we shall actually achieve the good feeling we're looking for, because all in all we said that man's looking for pleasure. Now my question is whether this request is not a kind of something extremely egoistic, because eventually I return to self-love. What am I asking of the Creator? Give me wholehearted faith? Meaning, okay, great, I do all the effort, I don't have wholehearted faith, but I understand that as a result I have all this oppositeness and hardships, and then what am I asking for, wholehearted faith? So where is the prayer of the many and so on?
That is exactly true. In the meantime, ask that, whatever you're capable of. That is called lo lishma. I want spirituality in order to enjoy it. That's right. That's what I'm capable. And even though I'll tell myself 1,000 times that I want it not for my own benefit, it won't help. But the fact is that I need it for my self-benefit. So what? So there is a tendency, and there is the reality. Two things. So it's like when you're going somewhere, I'm in a certain place, place A, and I have to reach place B. So what? Even though these things contradict each other, I have to get used to this matter, and I have to see that that's how I always advance. In corporeality, we advance usually to the state that the goal supports me while I advance to it. In corporeality, let's say I want to advance to a certain state, so then I acquire knowledge, I acquire strength, power, and that way I advance. Let's say a person comes, usually you see it with beginners, they come here to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they think that by writing 10 notebooks, I'll understand what's written with all the sketches, with everything, then they'll reach spirituality. That's the human tendency. That's part of the path. What can you do? You have to go through that. The faster one will go through that and understand that it's completely unrelated to spirituality, then the better. Sometimes it takes years until he begins to comprehend this, that the path is opposite. What is the path? The fact that I understand that it doesn't depend on knowledge, but on the correction of the heart. And the correction of the heart is specifically by being able to catch on to these two contradicting manners in one place. That the purpose and attaining the purpose are two contradicting things. Two opposites. The purpose is to receive pleasure, but the vessel for this, the kli for it, is to bestow and reject this pleasure. So it's like having schizophrenia. So below the screen, in one desire, it's impossible. We need another desire, which is already called, in respect to the first desire, an intention. In order to bestow, we need it. How can we do that? We can't. That same light that created our desire can bring us an addition, which is called the intention, and we have no such thing. We only have a desire. We work in it. We want to serve the desire. That's called evil is controlled by his heart. And then he's in one tendency. He has nothing in his mind, but only this is what I need to attain. That's where I'm going. That's it. Righteous is one that in the first place justifies the Creator that he's in this split, that he doesn't understand and he's not able of comprehending these two parallel matters together. It's like quantum physics, quantum mechanics. One particle is in two places. According to our reason, we don't understand this, but according to the experiments, then yes, it happens. So what can you do? I don't know, I accept it as a fact. Even in science we see that there are such phenomena, you just accept them as facts. Also in our life, where we can't get by, there are such examples. Even in the family life, you just accept it as a fact. What can you do? It's not clear according to my intellect, according to my reason. What can you do? That's the way it is in life. Therefore, only the upper light can combine these two things together. That's what is called, he who does peace above will do peace on us.
Why doesn't the Abash...
What's happening with the microphone? Stop playing with it.
Isn't it inside the group, this whole... Here, what I understand, to come to study more, ask more for it from the group, to look for the bonding, to come and study. Why am I... What am I turning to here? It's not simply standing and yelling out to the Creator.
No. Just to cry to the Creator, help me, does not help. Prayer is the deficiency that is built in the depth of the heart as a result from all the efforts that you do in the right direction. Prayer is a result. It's the true deficiency as much as you're capable. Every time it's depicted more and more. But it's a result of the right actions that you're doing towards it. So what are the right actions? You begin these two contradicting manners, you begin realizing them in the group, and there you start seeing how it doesn't work out, how you're not capable of doing it, how the importance of the Creator is what you need to attain, and how you need to attain your state of self-lowliness, how you need to bestow to the friends, just like bestowing to the Creator, to the extent you're lowly in comparison to them, instead of in comparison to the Creator. In the meanwhile, these things that begin to be depicted within you, to some outstanding extent, they bring you this contradiction, this split that you cannot combine together, but only the upper light can connect them above your reason and your emotion. That's called that you acquire the vessel of faith above reason. This is a vessel we don't know, we don't understand, we don't know what this is, this vessel. That is already a quality which is above this world. And that is what we need to accept, to acquire. That is already called to go above the barrier. Our inner barrier that does not allow us to understand how two contradicting matters can coexist. And then we open the sense to the upper world, that in it all the goodness and evil, false and truth, vessel and light, it all comes in connection, in adhesion. Therefore, there are no contradictions, and there is the expansion of the ability to an unlimited matter. That's by the contradicting manners connecting. Yes?
Our student from the States is asking, how can the Creator allow foul behavior, evil behavior on behalf of certain people?
We learn according to perception of reality, according to freedom of choice, according to human nature, from all different sources of the Kabbalists, and mainly by Bala Sulam, that a person who is in this world has no freedom of choice. Therefore, he does nothing. He does no actions. But when he reaches his freedom of choice, that he realizes it only in the group, towards spiritual attainment that he advances to, about him, we can talk about that he does actions on behalf of himself. And we can write these actions on his own tab. But other people who don't enter spiritual attainment, to connect these two things together, they do nothing. As Bala Sulam tells us, whoever does not reach the state of connecting the intention to the action, then it's as if he's done nothing. And it turns out that he ends his life as if he did not live. Meaning he did not live in the state of the speaking. In the state of the animate, of course he did, like a dog, a cat, a cow. That does also live, but that's living because nature drives it. Nature directs it in every moment in life. Where does he rise above nature? That's called, in faith, above reason. That he wants to acquire this second nature. And then this connection between the two forms of nature, the upper and the lower, that is called man, the speaking in him. So whoever reaches that did an independent action. You can seemingly punish him or justify him. That he has something, but that can be only for a Kabbalist, for a regular person. Everyone resemble beasts. So what would you ask from them or demand from them if nature works in a one-sided manner? And he has no action on his own behalf. On the level of this world, we have to do these different actions, but these actions are also done on a dependent way, that we're directed through the government, through law, through company, through police, through this or that. Why? In order to hasten development. That's how the upper providence works, and all these marionettes and all these puppets, in order to advance them to that moment of freedom of choice. And by that we'll conclude.
We're moving to the next part of the lesson, Zohar.